Tonight would be a good night. Amen. We have a few requests. We want to remember the Stillwell family in prayer. Jerry Stillwell passed away, and the service is going to be at 12 o'clock on Saturday in Nortonville, Kentucky. So we'll remember that, and also we want to continue to remember Brother Terry and Sister Vicky. Brother Terry did get his finger sewn back on, and I believe it's going to be okay. He's feeling a lot better, so let's just continue to remember him. And Sister Vicky, she didn't get the best report, but we're not believing the doctor's report. We're believing God's report. Amen. Whose report do we believe tonight is the question. So let's remember her, that the Lord will just continue to strengthen her and touch her. It's never too far for the Lord or too late. He's always right on time. Also, we want to continue to remember our Brother Daniel Gissendener and Brother Ron Spencer. We know the Lord is mindful of these requests tonight. And if you have something on your heart, just make it known by lifting a hand. God sees it, and He knows what we have need of in this very service tonight. And let's remember the remainder of this service, too, that the Lord will just be with us in a special way tonight. Brother Jonathan, come, if you would, tonight. Lead us in prayer.
Amen. You happy to be here tonight? Man, did you come to worship tonight? Did you come to get something tonight? It's here for the taking. He's here to give you all that you have need of. Amen. Let's pray together as a church. Heavenly Father, Lord, we love you, Lord. Lord, you're a mighty God. You're a mighty conqueror, Lord. Lord, we look down through our lives, Lord, and every sickness that's come upon us, you've given us healing, Lord. Lord, every struggle, you've gave us victory. Lord, every question, Lord, you gave us an answer. Lord, you're truly an on-time God, Lord. You move in each and every day, Lord. Lord, you can't wait for these services as we can't wait for them, Lord. This is another opportunity, Lord, for us to worship you and to lift our hands and to sing your praises. And it's another opportunity for you to just relinquish, Lord, all of your burdens and just lay down and just receive our worship. We ask you to come with us tonight, Lord. Walk down each aisle, Lord. Walk down each heart, Lord. Receive the love that we have for you. Receive our worship that we have for you tonight, Lord. Move for the needs of their people, Lord Jesus. You see sicknesses in our lives. You see, Lord, the devil attacking like he's never attacked before, Lord. Coming against the ministry around the world, Lord. Coming against families that have stood for this message, Lord. We send your Holy Spirit to each one of them, Lord. Touch them, Lord. Heal them, Lord. Bring them encouragement, Lord Jesus. Let them lift their hands and start worshiping you this evening, Lord. Touch this service now, Lord. Touch each one that attended, each one that's online. Brother Mark, Lord, the musicians. Lord, give them a special touch from you tonight, Lord, that we can enter into an atmosphere that we forget everything but you, Lord, Jesus, alone. Touch our pastor, Lord. Strengthen him, Lord, in the coming weeks, Lord. Strengthen his family. Be with them as they travel. Touch Brother George in a special way tonight, Lord. I myself, Lord, I come expecting. Lord, I woke up early this morning with you on my mind knowing I was going to get blessed tonight, Lord. Lord, be with him, Lord. Strengthen him, Lord. Encourage him, Lord. Speak through him, Lord. Speak to my needs, Lord. Speak to our needs, Lord. In your lovely name we ask you. Amen and amen.
Jerry, so good to see you and Sister Espy again tonight. It's sad to know that you're going away again, but you're going to be sooner the next time, right? Amen. Everybody saw that, right? Amen. He said he'd come sooner next time. Also good to see Brother Johnny, Sister Faye, Brother Simeon. God bless y'all. Glad to have you in the service tonight. Amen. Let's worship the Lord tonight. Give a glad. We hear enough about gloom and despair and agony, but tonight let's talk about victory. Let's sing it. Well, I heard an old story, how our Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. And I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood atoning.
Savior.
sing praises to your name. Oh, Lord, praises to your name. Oh, Lord, for your name is great and greatly to be praised. Oh, to be praised, I sing praises to your name. Oh, singing to me, but you're singing to him, and I sing praises to your name. I don't know about you, but he deserves it in my life. He's done so much for me, and we have so much to look forward to. We're so close to the final steps that we have to take. But just think about when Jesus steps out on the clouds to receive his children. Let's sing that song tonight, if you will. Keep. I hear the sound of a mighty rushing wind, and it's closer now than it's ever been. I can almost hear the trumpet. At the midnight cry. Midnight cry is going forth tonight. That you, amen. You can have your seats. We'll have our ushers to come and receive the offering for the service you just give to the Lord, and I know He'll bless your efforts for that tonight. We're going to sing one more song, and then I think Sister Laura has got a song for us tonight. So let's sing it. Give seat. So many times I've questioned certain circumstances. Things I could not understand. Oh, and many times in trials, weakness blurs my vision. Oh, and my frustrations get so out of hand. Oh, it's then that I am. Lord, I've never had to stand one test alone. Oh, and as I look at all the victories, His Spirit rises up in me. Oh, through the fire, my weakness is made strong. Help me sing it now. And He never promised that the cross would not get heavy, and that the hill would not be hard to climb. No, 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 He never offered our victories without our fighting, but He said help would always come in time. Oh, just remember when you're standing in the valley of He'll take us through the fire tonight. If we'll just hold on, He'll show up and take us through the fire. Sister Laura, come right ahead tonight. If you will, sing for us.
I've been held in your hands from the moment that I wake up until I lay my head. I will sing in the goodness of God. 'Cause all my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led fire in the darkest night. You are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as my friend. I have lived in the goodness of God. 'Cause all my life you have been faithful, and all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I'm surrendered now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, it's running after.
get to thinking about that for a minute and say, oh my goodness, the goodness and the grace of God. It's hard for me to fathom. You know, so many times we get out of line or we get out of step, but God is still always there, and His grace is sufficient. And I just want to sing one more chorus. I know we're getting close, but I think it's the key of C.
He was there. About that, He was there all the time, waiting patiently in line. He was there.
Just think back in your life. Just if that's not true, God is always there. He's just waiting on us to come back to Him. He was there changes everything. But God, who is rich in mercy, I'm just so thankful for that. Rich in mercy. He come back. Come here, Mark. You're my son. Amen. I'm just so thankful for His grace. Let's stand together as we invite our brother George to minister what the Lord has laid on his heart for us. It just makes me want to sing this chorus. I'll always believe in You. Let's sing that. And I'll always
God bless you. Thank you, musicians, Brother Mark, and certainly enjoyed that special, Sister Laura. And I am grateful for the goodness of God. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Let's, while we're all standing, turn in the book of Revelations tonight. I need to get back in that Proverbs 30. We preached on the ants the last time, and Up next is the conies, right after the ant, then it was the locust, and then the spider. But I'll tell you, a coney is not a chili cheese dog from Sonic. And so it's a little bit, but I didn't feel to go that way tonight. So I always want to try to follow as best I can the leading of the Lord. So Revelations, the 3rd chapter and the 14th verse, a very familiar portion of Scripture for us. And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write these things, saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that thou wert cold or hot. So the Lord's saying here, I wish you'd just pick one way or the other. But don't try to be both. Amen. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of the mouth, because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods. And I'll tell you, saints, if you can't see that alive in the world today, that the poorest American is rich and increased with goods, and it feels like they don't need any help. They don't need anything else. And so, and knowest that thou not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear. And anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Thank the Lord for that. And over in the book of 2 Thessalonians, the 2nd chapter. Again, these are very familiar scriptures to us. 2 Thessalonians, the 2nd chapter, the 11th verse and 12th verse. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Amen. Let's just bow our heads. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your precious word tonight, Lord. And Lord, how it's, Lord, this Bible is a prophet, Lord. It tells us of the things that are coming to pass, Lord. And we see daily these scriptures being vindicated, Lord. We see daily these words coming to pass. And Lord, it gives us great faith, Lord, to know, Father, that not one jot or tittle will ever pass away, but that all be fulfilled. And we thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for that glorious promise, Lord Jesus. We thank you that we have a solid rock to stand on tonight. And now, Lord, I pray that you'd work tonight in this service. I pray you'd help me tonight, Lord. I ask you, oh God, that, Lord, we're just men. Lord, we're finite. Lord, we, Lord, are insufficient, but you have a way, Lord, of moving man out of the way and using your gifts. And I pray, oh God, tonight that you would move me aside, Lord, and speak, Lord, those things that are pleasing to you. Bind my lips before I'd speak anything unpleasing, and we'll give you the praise and honor in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the church said, amen. God bless you. You may be seated. And I want to take a text tonight on the spirit of delusion. The spirit of delusion. And the Lord's been dealing with me on this because it's the day and the hour that we're living in, saints, that everywhere you look, it's a world of delusional people. And the Strong's Concordance gives the definition of delusion as a wandering, a straying about, whereby one led astray from the right way roams hither and thither. Metaphorically, mentally straying, the concordance tells us here. And it says, error which shows itself in action, a wrong mode of acting, a wrong manner of life which one follows, equivalent to that which leads into error, deceit, or fraud. And saints, we are living in a time of strong delusion. So just while you're seated and over in 2 Timothy, I want to read just a little bit more on this, and I know we've used this scripture here recently a few times. It keeps coming up, but saints, this is where we are at. This is the day and the hour that we live in, is 2 Timothy, the third chapter. And so the Bible says that this know also that in the last days, how many of you say amen that it's the last days? Perilous times shall come, for men will be lovers of their own selves. And you know, we live in the day of narcissism, saints. We live in an age where people cannot stop worrying about them own selves. They're hung up on their own selves. They want to talk about themselves. They want to do whatever they can do. Brother Bram said they'll do all they can to keep this old 85 cents worth of body alive, and they'll cram anything down in their soul. Is that right? And they said they're proud, lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents. I've never seen anything like the way people are allowed to speak to their parents. And saints, if you got if you're lucky enough to have a mother or father still with you, you ought to honor them. It's the first commandment with promise. It's not just honor them if they're a Christian or if they're a believer, but honor them because they're your father or your mother. Amen. Amen. And so, disobedient to parents, unthankful, and saints, we live in an age of unthankful and entitlement. Amen. Disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection. Now, I'm not talking about godly love, but I'm talking about natural affection like a mother should have for her own child. Amen? Just the natural things of God. And you see today that it's gone, that people are able to, a woman is able to have a child today and throw it away into the trash can somewhere or do some kind of evil to it. These are things that are unnatural. Even nature itself should teach us to take care of our children. Is that right? And truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce despisers of those that are good. I will tell you, saints, that the world hates you and everything that you stand for today. Amen? Traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Having a form of godliness but denying the power. They go to church all right, but they deny the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ. From such, the Bible says to turn away, not to entertain it, not to try to be part of it, but to turn away from such. Amen? Of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women, laden with sin, led away with diverse lust. I will tell you that the nation is being led by silly women. Led away with diverse lust. Amen. On down a little bit, 14th verse. Here's your part. But continue thou, you, me, continue in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. Amen. So while all of this is going on outside and all the things are going on in the world that's happening today, you and I have the job to stand at our post of duty and stay with the message that we've been taught. Amen. Amen. While everything's going crazy outside, you and I are here where we belong, in the house of God, hearing the word of God. Amen. Continue in the things whereof you've been taught. Amen. It's those that endure unto the end. There's a whole lot of them that started. Amen. Amen. But it's those that finish this race tonight. Amen. Endure until the end. Can you give the Lord a hand clap of praise tonight? Amen. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we're going to finish, saints. Amen. I didn't just start. I come too far to fail him. Amen. Amen. And I was thinking about this, saints, and what got me on this thought tonight is, do you realize that our children have never lived in a world that hasn't been totally crazy? Amen? If they're 25 or less, all they've known has been a world full of craziness. Amen? Amen? That's all they've ever known. They don't know a normal world. Amen? Because of this spirit of delusion in the age today. Amen. I remember back, I think it was March of 99, when I gave my heart to the Lord. Now, you remember I said I was a sinner. I'd never been to church a day in my life. And the first church I went to was a two-car garage playing tapes. And I heard the voice of God's prophet. And something inside me recognized that I was a part of that before the foundation of the world. Amen? And so I started listening to those tapes. And a couple of weeks later, I wanted to be baptized in Christian baptism. See, there's just something about a believer that when they hear the word of God, they want to line up with it, saints. And I wanted to be baptized in Christian baptism. But we didn't have no baptistry because we had a two-car garage, Pastor. And these precious brothers went to the lake with me in the middle of the winter in the snow and the ice, and they broke the ice. And I am just dumb enough to go down there and do it. Amen. And I remember walking in there into that lake in that cold, icy grave. And them brothers baptized me in Christian baptism. And when I came up out of the water, Sister Brandy went down right behind me. Brothers, if you got a woman that loves the Lord, you are blessed. Amen. What a blessing. And she came in right behind me, and she's been, by the grace of God, behind me ever since. And I remember coming up out of that icy water, and I remember going up and getting in a van, and Brandy's grandpa, who was a godly man, had the gift of wisdom, and he told me, Brother George, he said, now listen, he said, the devil don't like what you just did. And he said, and he's going to be after you, but he's going to be after you because he had you, but he ain't got you no more. Amen. And he's been after me ever since. And he's tried, just like he's tried with you, to take everything that I have away. Amen. But the devil can't do one thing unless God allows it tonight. Amen. So we bless him when it's going good. We bless him when it's going bad. Because it's all in his hands tonight, church. It's all in God's hands tonight. Amen. And I remember that was in, I think, March of 99, and right after that, Pastor, was Y2K. Y'all remember Y2K was going to be the end of us all. Amen. Y2K, some of you youngins don't know what I'm talking about. So it was 1999, and the word was that the computers didn't know how to turn over to 2000. Y'all remember that? And so they said all the nuclear bombs was going to go off, and the power was going out, and the world was going out into chaos. And I thought, well, praise God, he saved me just in time. Amen. He saved me just in time. And I just knew. Saints, I don't know why I'm talking about this stuff tonight. He saved me just in time. And so Y2K come up. And you know, we had people come to church that night. We had a watch night service, Pastor. Had a watch night service. We had people come to church that night that I'd never seen in church before. And at 12:01, they got up and left. And I ain't never seen them since. But you know, from that time on, it's been nuts. The world has been nuts. Not long after that, 9/11 happened. And 9/11 changed the world. Amen. Y'all remember, everybody remembers where they were at on that day. Everybody remembers what they were doing. And everybody, do y'all remember, a lot of people got real religious when 9/11 happened. And they said it was the end of all. And after that, it was war after war after war. It was Desert Storm and then Afghanistan. And then now recently the Ukraine. And so, saints, I'm curious at the amount of people that got real stirred up when Russia went into the Ukraine in the message here. Amen? Saints, we know, brothers and sisters, he said watch that purple curtain. Amen. But people got, there's a lot of quotes started flying around when Russia went into the Ukraine. And people got real upset and got real nervous. Well, saints, you don't have to be nervous. If you believe this message, it's going to take you home. Amen. You don't have to worry about what's going on in other places. You don't have to worry about missing something. You're not going to miss it. You're the bride of Jesus Christ. Amen. God will show His bride. Amen. This bride knows what to do with His word. Amen. And so these young people have grew up in chaos. They've grown up in a world that's just not been settled right, and you know, they've grown up now in the past few years in a world of social and racial and political tension, and everybody at each other's throat, it just seems like every day there's something new that's happening, something crazier and crazier that happens on the news, and then you know, 2 years ago when COVID moved in, everybody lost their whole mind when COVID come in. They lost their whole mind. Is that right? Some said it wasn't real. They said it ain't even real. It's all made up. It felt real when I had it, Pastor. Seemed real to me. Seemed like it was a real thing. And then, you know, I lost a lot of friends to it. I think it was real. But, you know, people got on the internet and they got on the Facebook, and people would read some kind of crazy post on Facebook and it would spread like wildfire, the crazy lies and things that people were spreading. And you know, in the message, some of them said that the bride won't get COVID. Bride won't get COVID. Now, they changed their tune after they got it. But there for a little while, when it wasn't in their town, the bride won't get COVID. Amen. Some of them said the mask is what's killing everybody. Now look, I don't want to get on either side of this. I didn't like wearing a mask either, but it didn't hurt me. Amen. People were going crazy about things. They were getting one side or the other. But I'll tell you this, do you realize how much freedom we lost in the United States the day COVID entered in? Do you realize that it was a trial run of the devil to see if the people could be controlled by propaganda? It was a trial run to see just how much rights we were willing to relinquish freely. Do you realize that? Do you realize how much you lost in one day's time? Do you realize that the government in a day's time dictated where you eat? They dictated where you worked. They dictated whether or not you could leave the country. They dictated whether or not you could leave the state. Is that right? They dictated whether you could operate your business or not. In the land of the free and the home of the brave. Do you realize how much freedom we lost in one time? Is that right? And they did it so easy. And they did it and they did it in such a way that the people lost their freedom and were on board with it. Amen. They got the people on board with it. It was just a little trial run by the devil, saints. My dad was dying in a hospital, and I couldn't get to him. I couldn't go visit him. And he didn't understand. Amen. That happened to a lot of people. That happened to a lot of people. My dad was dying in a hospital, and I couldn't get to him. I couldn't get to see him. And it's funny, saints, that the same people that are pro-abortion, they say you should be able to abort. Now, I'm getting into some political stuff. They say you ought to be able to murder your child because it's your body, your choice, are the same people that say you shouldn't have a choice about being vaccinated. Is that right? Now, look, I'm not getting into it. I don't care if you're vaccinated or not. Don't make me no difference. I don't care. I'm putting my faith in Jesus Christ. Amen. If you want to get the vaccination, get the vaccination. Amen. The point is, if it's being dictated to you, what happens when it's something you don't want to do? Amen. Amen. It's a world of strong delusion. Amen. Strong delusion. And it's about to break under the pressure. You can feel the pressure. Amen. You can feel the pressure at work. You can feel the pressure at the grocery store. You can feel the pressure in your home. Yes. You can feel the pressure. It's a pressure. Everywhere you go, there's a pressure. Yes. Amen. And Brother Branham says the world is built upon pressure, and it's going to blow up one of these days. The world built full of pressure, and doctors don't know what to do about it. Psychiatrists has got psychiatrists doctoring them. That's right. I need to get me one of these psychiatrists. He said they don't have an answer, but God does. God has the answer to all of this. Amen. Again, Brother Branham says, you know, the world is built up under pressure and everything's going at a breakneck speed. And he says, and they don't know where they're going. He said, they're going down the road 90 miles an hour to stop in a tavern and drink 2 hours before they get home. And it just seems to be such a pressure, everybody irritable, pushing, shoving. And I just wonder what the cure is, Brother Branham said. Again, he said, man is trying to find something to satisfy, and he thirsts. And God made him to thirst. That he was built up that way, but God built him that way so he'd thirst after him. But he tries to satisfy it and hush the holy call in him with the things of the world. And we have no right to do that. But people do wrong constantly. Instead of going to the place to get rid of the cause, we try to hush it with anesthetics and liquor and smoking and putting more to it, heaping up all the time, making it worse. And all these only builds up pressure. It just makes it worse all the time. And so we know the prophet of God said that without the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you are not in your right mind. Without the Holy Spirit, you are not in your right mind. And we live in a world of people not in their right mind. We live in a world that thinks you can decide if you are male or female. Amen. It used to be biology, whether you're male or female. Biology. Y'all know I'm kind of a science nerd. It used to be biology. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Anybody ever had puppies? Kittens? Puppies or kittens? You know how to tell if it's male or female? Biology. Is that right? It's biology. It's not a choice. The world has took biology and changed it into psychology. It ain't a choice, saints. You're either a man or a woman. Amen. It's a spirit of delusion on the people. What's wrong with their minds? Amen. It's delusional. Amen. You don't choose whether you're male or female. It's a new level now that they are called non-binary, which instead of calling somebody him and her or she, amen, and him or he, we got to call them they or them. One person, they or them. Now these are pronouns, saints. They're pronouns. You can't change a pronoun. They or them is plural. Is that right? It's delusion. And they call them that because one day they wake up and they say, well, I'm a man today, but tomorrow I get up, I might be a woman. Delusion. Amen. And they take it a step further now. Do you know that in our schools today, in our area, there are children who have decided that they are not a man or a woman, but they are in fact a dog or a cat. And so they go to school and they bark at people and they use the bathroom in the floor. That's where we're at, saints. Strong delusion in the world today. Is this all right? And so, saints, I don't, you know what? We don't look down on anybody. We don't look down on, this is spirits on people. I'm not talking about people. I'm talking about spirits. Amen. It's a spirit that we're dealing with. It's a spirit that makes people delusional. It's a spirit that haunts people. Amen. It's not the person. That person's got a soul that God is interested in. And so if the Lord's interested in it, I'm interested in it. Amen. Amen. And you don't fault a sinner for being a sinner. He's just a sinner, so he does sinful things that sinners do. Is that right? So you don't fault the people for it. It's just a spirit at work in the land today. But saints, I don't have to go along with that lie. Amen. Amen. If Brother Pat decides today that he is a monkey, I don't have to feed him bananas. I can't be a part of a lie. If you're a man, I got to say you're a man. Amen. You're not a dog or a cat or a woman. Is that right? Delusion. Strong delusion. And the Bible said that they will believe a lie and be damned by it. Reprobate. Now that word reprobate means corrupt. Yes. Corrupt minds concerning the truth. People's brains are gone, saints. I'm not talking about their mind. It's gone. Their literal brain is gone. Their brain is gone. Do you want to hear it? Brother Branham says the whole human race is rotten. Well, if them physical beings of our body is tearing down like that from eating hybrid foods, tensions that rotted it, does not that also rot the brain cell? Yeah. Then we see how women can get on the street naked. We see how they can speed through the streets at 120 miles an hour and these things. It's come to a place where the whole nation, the whole world, not only this nation, but everywhere, mentally gone. Now you got to be careful, saints, because this is your brains too. Your brain too. You cannot trust your brain. Amen. Amen. The believers are eating hybrid food too. Amen. Our bodies are rotting too. Amen. He says, well, look, the whole world proves it's insane. Look at the murders and things that's going on now in the world. See, insanity. The whole thing is coming to fulfill Revelations. We may get to it this week where those hideous things, them is not natural. These spiritual things that make people scream for the rocks and the mountains and everything else to fall on them. The complete total insanity this world will get into right away. It's almost there now. Why, you see the footsteps of it. Is that what the prophet said? Amen. There it is. He said, it's marching right out on the street, right down the church pew. Total insanity. Do things that human beings wouldn't think to do and being civilized. Amen. And he said, it's in the world and it's marching right down to the church pew. Look what Hollywood has done to the women. Look how it is. It's robbed the sacred virtues of the woman. And on we could go, see. So where is all of this coming from? Where is this delusion coming from? Where does all of it stem from? Brother Branham said that a few years ago, Satan invaded the United States and he set up his headquarters in Hollywood. Amen. He said, then if you'll notice, he couldn't get in there through the ministry. Brother Bram said, Satan couldn't get in here through the ministry. Boy, a whole lot of them don't believe that. Amen. But he couldn't get in through the ministry. So he had to go. The thing he was done, he'd come into Hollywood out here. Up on this, he set up his headquarters over here in Hollywood. The devil landed back here a few years ago, 15 or 20 years ago, with his great army and went hit in Hollywood, California, and he has invaded the United States with his demon powers. Right, all of our fashions come from Paris. They get it in Hollywood on the screens. These little girls and boys and things get out here and they watch them screenplays. Saints, I want you to realize that Hollywood controls all of the trends in this nation. They control the fashions of this nation. And by extension, the fashions of the world. People wear what they see come out of Hollywood. People do what they see done in Hollywood. If one of them knuckleheads eats a Tide Pod, then you better know everybody in the nation is going to be eating Tide Pods. Because they emulate what they see on the screen. Amen. They also control the morals or lack thereof of the world. The world has been desensitized. They have been desensitized from any kind of evil, any kind of shame. You can't make nobody blush no more. They've been desensitized by what they have seen on the screen. And it come in real easy. It come in just a little bit here and a little bit there. And it has brought us to the place that we are today. What are the most popular names in the nation each year? They are whoever is the biggest Hollywood star that year. They name their children after them. They dress after them. They act in the way that they act. Amen? This is Hollywood. Brother Brown says this, you get under the blood of Jesus Christ. It's a disgrace how that all such things as we have in our world in its condition today, it is 80% of it come right out of Hollywood. Brother Brown said that the things that's happening in the world today, 80% of it come out of Hollywood. Now you say, well, he was probably just making emphasis for a point. You might want to just believe what he said. If he said 80% of it come out of Hollywood, I believe 80% of it comes out of Hollywood. Amen. Is that your testimony tonight? Amen. 80% of it, he says, out of Hollywood. Yet, that's the example of the world. That's where the place is set for all modern world is out of Hollywood. Now, before we get too far out on a limb here, Brother Branham also said, and this is going to make some people mad, Brother Branham also said that everything that comes out of Hollywood isn't bad. That's what he said. He said the 20th Century Prophet video came out of Hollywood. Amen. So let's rightly divide the word of God tonight. Amen. Amen. Let's say all that the prophet said. Amen. Amen. So look, I realize, brothers and sisters, there are some things from Hollywood that you might can watch that might be entertaining. Some of it may even be edifying to you. I don't know. But don't dig through the trash can trying to find a sandwich. Amen. Amen. And don't subject yourself to things that don't edify you. You know, used to, when it come on, a little something was said that wasn't need to be said, we turn it off. Whoa, my goodness. Apologize to our family. I'm sorry. I didn't know that was in there. Is that right? But then, as we get desensitized, we just start letting it go. Letting it go. And letting it go. Amen. And grieving the Holy Spirit out of our life. Amen. So, I also want to say this. A five-year-old child, I don't blame a five-year-old child for trying to be a dog, or a little boy for trying to say he's a girl. That's not the child's fault. That's the parent's fault. Brother Bram said it's not juvenile delinquency, it's parent delinquency. Amen. And I'll tell you, that's the truth. I was not raised in a religious family. I'd never been to church a day in my life. But do you know what my dad would have done if I'd have come home and told him I thought I was a dog? Y'all know how that conversation would have went? My dad never asked me a whole lot about what my feelings was. Amen. You know, sometimes I think we're too busy trying to be people's friends instead of being their parents. Amen. Amen. We got to love our children. We're also responsible for them. Amen. And real love is corrective, isn't it? Amen. And so we find then this parent delinquency. He says, I think our great problem of what we believe to be juvenile delinquency is parent delinquency, a home delinquent. Our people got away from the things they should have stayed with. The church got lukewarm or cold, and the church got into the world. Brothers and sisters, parents have gotten lazy enough that they just let Hollywood raise their children. Instead of taking the time to teach them and play with them and communicate with them and love them and talk to them. We let them sit on a phone and entertain themselves. We're opening up their little souls to whatever comes on that screen. Amen? Amen? Now, I'm not saying there's anything wrong. You just got to know what they're watching. You can't just let them go, pick out whatever. You don't know what this stuff is. Amen? We gotta screen the screen. Amen? We got to know what's coming on that screen. Know what our children are watching. What their spirit's feeding on. He said, now Hollywood puts out lots of movies and television and so forth that are even uncensored, where they curse and they use God's name in vain, and they use it. It used to be wrong for the children in a holiness church to go to the bioscopes or picture shows, and now Satan got one jump ahead, bringing it right into the house in the form of the television, and then uncensored and go and so forth. And that's the Satan's way of gradually entering in. I'll tell you, Brother Brown said that he got ahead of us and brought it into our house. He's gotten even further ahead and put it right in our hands today. Amen. And I know we got a lot of righteous people that maybe they don't have a TV in their house. I wouldn't have one of those TVs in my house, but you got a laptop or you got a phone or something. Come on. You know, just be what you are. Amen. If you want to get a TV, get a TV. Amen. Just be what you are. Amen. It ain't no difference than watching it on a laptop or watching it on a TV. Amen. That's legalism, saints. We're not legalists, we're believers tonight. Amen. Hollywood also controls social media. Now, Hollywood is not real life. Neither is social media. Amen. Whatever kind of things that the Hollywood elite post on their social media is what the world posts on their social media. They set the trends of the day. They set the fashions of the day. Amen? Whatever Hollywood's doing is what everybody else is doing. Amen? And it's unrealistic, and it sets unrealistic expectations. Amen? Then people don't really look like that. They don't look like that. If you saw them in real life, you'd be like, ooh. But you put the right lighting on them, and you put the right makeup on them, and you put them in the right filter. Look pretty good. Amen. But that's unreal. That's not reality. That's not, you know what? Nobody posts their real life on Facebook. Amen. It's always those happy family pictures. Amen. But they didn't post what really happened trying to get to church. Huh? Some of y'all be ashamed about the conversations in the car on the way over here. Amen. It's a fight to get to church. Amen. We don't post that on Facebook. Amen. Just the one big old happy family goes on Facebook. Amen. That's not reality, saints. And people are com- continually judging themselves by what they see on other people's social media. Well, that's not reality. So you're judging yourself against unrealistic expectations. And the Bible said they were covetous. They looked at other people and they coveted what they had. Saints, if you're looking at that, they ain't got what they say they got. You're coveting imagination, not reality. Amen. Amen. But look, you can't blame social media. You can't blame the app. Look, the same phone that I can get on to read the Bible or to read the message is the same one I can get on to watch filth. Amen. The same phone that I can call somebody and pray for them with is the same phone that I can call somebody and gossip with. Amen. The same phone that I can use to hear the prophet's voice is the same phone that I can hear rock and roll music on. Amen. It just matters how you apply it. It matters what you use it for. Amen. Y'all like this tonight? This to make, now look, saints, I know this, some of this is kind of rough, but now look, the devil's not out here to play games. Amen. And we're fighting real battles tonight. Amen. And Brother Bram says this, and I want you to think about this before you post the next picture. People post the dumbest things on social media. Amen. Saints, if you get out and you're doing something with your family that's private, let it be private. Don't post it on social media. Amen. People get the wrong idea about things. Amen. And some people aren't able to handle that. Amen. Brother Brown says this. He says, I remember I worked for this man, Chris Meisner, up here on the corner. Many of you remember Chris Meisner. His wife, Lily, and her name was Lily, I think, Ellwanger. And when a man come over, and she was a beautiful girl, and a man wanted to get permission from her father to put her face, her picture, her profile on a box of candy. That don't sound that bad, does it? And this old German Luther stood to his feet and said, that's an insult to me to put my daughter's picture on a box of candy to be spread across the country. What about today when the billboards, the television, and everything you see is immoral, vulgar, sexy, ungodly looking things? Saints, Brother Branham spoke about this with admiration. He spoke about this German Lutheran with admiration that he would not let his daughter's picture be used on a profile for a box of candy. And look what we are posting on social media. So I'm not telling you not to post on social media. I'm saying just look at that picture before you put it up there. Let's let it be led by the Holy Spirit. See, we live in a world of delusion. People are delusional. Amen. And you can't trust even your own mind. Amen. You can't trust even your own thoughts. It has to be the thoughts of God. Look at this teenage insane, Brother Bram said. He said, well, I told you the other day, he was taking an analysis there in the schools in Arizona where we live. 80% of the children in schools is mental retarded. Now, if Brother Bram said it's 80%, let's just say what he said. What will their children be? We can't have another generation. We're at the end. He said, Jesus said these things would come. Look at all the television and things, getting these fictitious things in order. It'll come time, I predict, that people will be completely, totally insane. The world will be. The Bible speaks of such hideous sights as they show in movies today of some prehistoric creature's eggs that's lived in the earth for so many thousands of millions of years hatch and come forth. And so that's just a minor thing to what's going to happen when hell is opened and the devil comes out with all his mysterious things of women or locusts with hair like women and teeth like lions. minds why the world will be completely, totally insane. It's not but just about 1 degree from it now. Brother Branham said that cancer will be like a toothache to what's coming. And as believers, saints, I'm cautioning everybody. Don't get, I preached a lot on it, but I want to kind of change the order a little bit here. Don't get too wrapped up in all of those things. Don't get so focused on those things that you lose sight of the main thing. Because, saints, we're not living to go through this. We're living to go above it all. Amen. I'm trying to get out of here so I don't have to put up with this. Amen. I'm trying to get out of here so I don't have to see all of this. Amen. People can get consumed. Believers I've seen get consumed with the news. And they watch the news and they say, you know what? The only news we need to worry about is the good news tonight. Amen. Amen. You know what? When you turn the news on, I can go ahead and tell you, it's going to be crazy. It's going to be bad. So you don't have to watch it now. I done told you what it's going to be about. Amen. Don't get obsessed with the news, saints. Amen. It just worries you. It gets you upset. It gets you stirred up. Worry about the good news that Jesus Christ made a way today. That Jesus Christ made a way for us to rise above all of this. Amen. We don't need a bunch of conspiracy theorists out here. Brother Greg, we don't need to dig bunkers under our home and try to store up a bunch of food. I'm not trying to go through the tribulation. Amen. I'm not trying to go through tribulation. I'm not trying to store up a bunch of food. Look, the children of Israel did not have a bunch of stored up food and ammunition when they faced the decree from the king. They had the fourth man in the fire with them. Amen. So don't be consumed in these things because the bride won't be here. And I don't want you to be surprised when you see stuff happen. Amen. You know what? It's going to get worse. Amen. It's prophecy. Amen. Don't be surprised when you see evil in politics because the prophet said Washington was corrupt from pillar to post. So you know what they're going to do? Evil. Don't tell me, hey, did you see what Biden did? Yeah, no, I didn't, but it's bad. Amen. I do kind of miss Trump, though. That was a barrel of monkeys right there. But don't be concerned with it, saints. When you know what? When something bad happens in politics, it was prophesied. Amen. Don't be surprised when the government does something bad because the devil admitted they were his. He said, here's all the kingdoms of the world, and I'll give them to you if you just worship me. The governments are controlled by the devil. That's what the Bible said. So when a government does something bad, guess what? That's what he's supposed to do. Amen. It's all just prophecy being fulfilled. And being, I tell you what though, we're in a time as we close out tonight, we're in a time of strong delusion. And it's bad to be blind. But it's even worse to be blind and to not know it. If you're blind, it's a bad situation to be in. But if you're blind and you don't know you're blind, and this strong delusion, we have to be so careful that it doesn't. Remember, Brother Brown said it will come right on into the church pew. Is that right? Can the message people be influenced by strong delusion? So it's all going on in the world, but let it not be so in believers' tabernacle. Amen. 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 Let us rise above strong delusion. See, it might be crazy to be a human that thinks they're a dog. But to me, it's even crazier to listen to the message of the hour and think you should stop going to church to please God. Strong delusion. I want to be the best message believer in the world, so I'm going to quit going to church. It doesn't even make no sense, saints. It's strong delusion. Amen. It might be crazy for a five-year-old boy to decide he's a girl. But it's even crazier to me to listen to the message of the hour and then try to lift up a man to worship him. Strong delusion. You know, the United States is a nation, it's a woman's nation. Brother Bram said it's full of woman worship. He said the woman is her idol. But I'll tell you, in the message of the hour, it's about man worship. Y'all want to hear that? Brother Jonathan, he said Daniel was a prophet. The words of God, the Bible said, was invested to Daniel. Who had the words of God? The prophet. Is that right? He said Daniel was a prophet. The words of God, the Bible said, was invested to Daniel to manifest to the people that God still lived. And Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile his investment. Is that your purpose tonight? I will not defile myself with the things of this world. I will not defile myself with the ways of this world. Amen? Oh, if the church could only do that, if the church could only purpose in their heart that they won't defile your investment with any tie-up of things that brings you into a system that will take you away from Him. We're not to be tied up in a system. Is that right? That will take us away from Him. Amen? See, this church is sovereign, saints. It's sovereign. It's led by the Holy Spirit. This church answers to no one but God alone. It does not answer to a man or a group of men. We don't have any general overseers or district presbyters. We answer to God alone. Amen. God appoints the local assembly a pastor, and that pastor is to lead that local assembly by the direction of God alone. Not a man-made system. Not a decree of man. Daniel purposed in his heart, and what did it do? It saved his life from the lions. You know, the devil's a roaring lion. The Hebrew children made an investment in God that they would not break His commandments, no matter if they made an image of their holy brother Daniel. Which I believe the image was of Daniel. Yes. Nebuchadnezzar tried to make the children of Israel bow down and worship an image of their own prophet. Is that right? Because he was Belshazzar's God, and we find out that he made an image to this holy man. No matter how holy the man was, they wasn't to bow down to any form of image, no matter what the image is. It don't matter if it says message on it or not. The Gentile world was issued in by worshiping a holy image, and it's going to go out the same way. And if you see the system doing it today, so the Hebrew children would not bow to any image, and you find out their investment paid off by saving their life. Amen. One more little thought here. There is a strong delusion at work in the world today. We don't worship the man. We don't worship any man. We don't worship a group of men. We don't worship a pastor or a personality or a prophet. We worship Jesus Christ. Amen. And we have respect on God's servants. Amen. We have respect on God's servants. But we do not bow a knee and worship them. And this strong delusion carried on into the message and the ideas, they keep getting crazier and crazier. And you know, over the years, it's been one wild doctrine right after another that's started up. And it just keeps on going. It keeps getting worse and worse and worse. We keep getting further and further away from the message that Brother Branham left us. Amen. And I was told by a brother that this newest doctrine, it's one of the worst to me yet, is that there is no fivefold ministry today because that Brother Branham contained all the offices of the fivefold ministry in himself. And it's a strong delusion. And they'll take a quote where Brother Branham said, I'm going to teach a message this morning. I'm going to teach Sunday school this morning. And they take that quote and they say, that means that he was the only teacher. Or that Brother Branham said, you say I'm your pastor, and so I am. And they say, see, he's the pastor. And they say, well, Brother Branham said he's to do the work of an evangelist. So he's the only evangelist. Strong delusion. But see, I'm the kind of believer that they hate. Because I'm the kind of believer that knows what the messenger said. Amen? So when you tell me that Brother Branham was the only teacher, I can look to the message and find where Brother Branham said, now, I'm not a teacher. Now they want to believe everything the messenger said. Is that right?
Right.
I believe all the messenger said. Well, Brother Branham said, I'm not a teacher. Do you believe that?
Amen.
Is that what the messenger said?
Amen.
I'm a long ways from being a Bible expositor. Amen?
Amen?
What about pastor? He says, I realized that years ago I was called to the ministry. I've never made a successful pastor.
Come on.
Is that what Brother Branham said? Said he never was a successful pastor.
Right.
Now look, I believe all the prophets said.
Amen.
Amen. I believe this too.
Yes.
And he says, because I got the roaming, rambling spirit. I can't be satisfied anywhere. Just wherever the spirit moves, I just got to go move with it because I have a message, he said.
Oh.
Amen. Amen. What about an evangelist? Brother Branham said, but now, he never said I was an evangelist. He never said I was an evangelist. He said, do the work of an evangelist. Paul telling Timothy, see, did you notice how he says it? He said, now you have been called to be an evangelist. It said, do the work of an evangelist. Now we notice then and there. So let me ask you something, saints. Do y'all believe that this is a strong delusion? Do you believe that there is a fivefold ministry at work in the land today? We don't believe that that was all tied up in Brother Branham, do we? Amen. Brother Branham was God's prophet, saints. He was a prophet to this age. And the word of the Lord came to him. Is that right? And we are here to believe all that the words of the prophet. Amen. Reprobate minds concerning the truth. Amen. I'm going to close now as the musicians will come. Romans, the 12th chapter, says this. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Amen?
Amen. Amen. Saints, strong delusion. Strong delusion in the world today, strong delusion coming across the TV screens, strong delusion on social media, strong delusion coming across the message, strong delusion coming into the church pews. Strong delusion. Saints, the world's lost its mind. But I'll tell you this in closing, the believer also has to lose their mind. Bible said to let the mind that was in Christ be in you. That's the only way we can rise above strong delusion. For the mind of Christ to be in us. Do y'all love him tonight? Can we stand? Let's just bow our heads. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, this spirit of the age, Lord, this strong delusion. Father God, we know that these minds of ours, Lord, they're made of mush, Lord. We get the wrong ideas all the time, Lord. The devil just tosses these minds of ours around. It's the greatest battle ever fought. But Lord, I just pray that each one of us tonight can lose our mind. Can we lose our mind, Lord, our thoughts, our ideas, Lord, and let the mind that was in Christ be in us. And the mind of Christ is His Word. And if the mind of Christ is in us, then His works we will do. And the Bible tells us that the works of God are to believe on Him who He hath sent. We believe on Him you sent, Lord. We believe it with all our heart, all that's in us. Lord God, we just pray, Lord, as a holy people tonight, Lord. Lord Jesus, that You would lead us. And God, we don't want to do things out of legalism. We don't want to be, Lord, we want to be reliant on the Holy Spirit, Lord, to lead us in the way we should go. Reliant on You, Lord, to tell us what's right and wrong and what we should and shouldn't watch and what we should and shouldn't do, Lord, and the things that we should say. And, Lord, we want to be led by You tonight. Lord, we pray. Father, I ask You that You just watch over us, Lord, and bless the church, Lord God. Lord, we just thank You for, Lord, our pastor. We ask You that You just rest him and his family. Lord, we thank You for, Lord, for allowing our pastor's family to be with us tonight, Lord. We ask You, oh God, You be with them, Lord. Go with them as they travel home, Lord. We just pray that, Lord, You just keep Your hand upon them. And Father, we thank You, Father, for just the beautiful wedding this past weekend, Lord, and a young couple, Lord, to serve You. And Lord, how, Lord, it must thrill You to have a young couple that loves You. Oh God, that's rising above this world, Lord, and the things of the world, and Lord, it's clinging to You. Lord, may we all be that way, Lord. Go with us into our homes tonight, Lord. May our homes, Lord, be free of strong delusion, Lord. May our homes be sanctified and set aside for Your service, Lord. And Lord, just, Lord, let Your Spirit live in our home with us, Lord. And Lord, be pleasing to You, Father. And we love You and we thank You now. We commit it into Your hands in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Brother Mark.
Oh, who I am.
Amen. God bless you now, and we'll dismiss our online audience. Children's Church, 9:45 this Sunday. Sunday School, 10 o'clock. Adult Sunday School service at 10:30 with our prophet will be teaching that. And then regular worship service at 11 a.m. God bless you. We'll hope to see everybody back. I ask y'all to pray for me as the Lord willing. I'll be traveling this weekend to Hardy, Arkansas to minister there. I just pray that y'all would lift me up this week in your prayers that God can...